Well, Israel has lost the information war. They're fighting like crazy to try to win, but they keep losing ground every single day. You know, Israel runs bot farms so that if you post anything critical of Israel online, immediately you'll be swarmed by all kinds of bots, which are just these anonymous accounts run by, you know, automated scripts to post pro-Israel content or tell you you're an idiot or whatever. And of course, the label of anti-Semitism is thrown around at everybody who dares to criticize Israel's ongoing crimes against humanity, genocide, Israel's bombings of not just women and children, but also of hospitals, doctors, and heads of state bombing other countries like Yemen, or assassinating people in Iran or in Lebanon. And, you know, Israel is unable to control this. That's why I say they're losing the information war. Now, every major tech platform is controlled by Israel at this point, including TikTok. The new owners are all Zionists. And they are desperately trying to take down every kind of comment that is critical of Israel in any way whatsoever, or critical of Netanyahu, etc. And the tech platforms are letting them do that. And this reminds me a lot of the COVID years. During the COVID years, you could not say anything critical of vaccines or critical of Fauci. So that was the protected person or the protected topic in 2020 and 2021, etc. Today, the protected topic is Israel. But just like with vaccines, which were killing people, Israel's killing people. So the truth will always come out. The truth will come out. No matter how hard they try to cover it up, information is too decentralized today for Israel to have a monopoly on what is censored. They can achieve some success on major platforms, but a lot of people are using alternative platforms or decentralized platforms. And the truth is that it's Israel's own actions and behavior that condemn it. The people are just commenting on what they see Israel doing. It's like, oh, you're murdering children that are trying to get food. And Israel's like, yeah, sure we are. That's what we do. How else are we going to have greater Israel? You know, they're not even hiding it. And that's what people are reacting to. It's Israel's own behavior. And the thing is that the high-level government Israelis, they live in such a bubble that they don't see anything wrong with just openly admitting that, yeah, we kill people. Yeah, we kill babies. We just bomb residential buildings. We bomb hospitals. Yeah, there might have been tunnels under those hospitals. Who knows? They don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's the thing. The world is not just witnessing the complete lack of morality by Israel and the violent acts. The world is witnessing the fact that the Israeli leaders are so evil that they don't even see anything wrong with their genocide. That's what's shocking to the world, that here's an entire group of people that have absolutely no empathy for fellow human beings. They have zero compassion. They have no recognition of the dignity of other human beings. So they don't honor, you know, anybody being a child of God, let's say. And that behavior is truly demonic. To think that, oh, you have to kill this entire group of people in order for your own people to have more land, or for your own people to build a luxury beachside resort. But first, you got to kill all these other people, hundreds of thousands or even millions. You got to kill them or displace them. That's what Israeli leadership believes and promotes and doesn't see anything wrong with. And the whole world is rejecting that. The entire world. And that's why they have such a crackdown on speech on the tech platforms. Because this is their last desperate ploy. They have to just try to stop people from talking about how evil they are. And of course, they're trying to label everybody as being anti-Semitic. But everybody can see the truth. Everybody can see that these so-called Christian pastors who are defending Israel are themselves raging lunatics. Everybody can see that. Or the ones that present in a more calm manner still have no morals and no ethics and effectively are anti-Christ people. they don't even believe what Jesus taught, which is clear in their own actions, right? So all the lies shall be revealed. And we are seeing these people expose themselves for the evil demons they truly are. The unbridled Satanism, the ritualistic child sacrifice, which is another satanic practice that you can read about in the Old Testament as well. This is what's being carried out today, right in front of us. And what you see is what's happening. This is not complicated. You don't have to have anyone try to explain it to you. It's like they bombed this entire region into rubble. They bombed all the apartment buildings, the residential buildings, the churches, the mosques, even Christian churches. They bombed the hospitals. They bombed the universities. They bombed it all. That is not okay. That is not what good people do. That is what evil people do. And the Israelis, at least the leadership, they are purely evil people. They are satanic. And God will not save them. Christ will not return to save those who are advocates for Israeli genocide and ritualistic child murder. And the Christians who think that Christ is going to come back and fly out of the sky on a white horse, you know, Revelation 19, they think that this is good stuff, you know, to murder Palestinians. They think that Christ is going to say, yes, that's awesome. That's what we want. Do more. And they're delusional. Christ rejects that. There's no question about this. And again, every pastor who tells you otherwise, every pastor who is defending Israel is a satanic demon in human form, a deceiver, deceiving his flock. And there are quite a few of them, and it's very clear. So you know that when they resort to mass censorship of criticism, you know that they've reached the point of desperation. They can't control the commentary. They can't control the dialogue. All they can do now is just censor everybody. Or like, you know, like Charlie Kirk was taken out. That's the ultimate form of censorship. To silence people who begin to ask questions. And that's what they do. I mean, that's what they're doing on all the tech platforms right now. Silencing people who dare to ask questions. So the answer to this is decentralize yourself off of those mainstream tech platforms. Instead, use the independent platforms like ours, Brighteon.social or Brighteon.io, or post your videos at Brighteon.com. Now, of course, we are censored by X and we're censored by Google, etc. But you got to get past that. You got to just realize that in order to have free speech, you're going to have to use platforms like Gab or Rumble or Brighteon that are going to be censored by the other platforms. But that's okay. Don't use Google as your search engine. Use Brave Search, you know? Don't use YouTube as your main video platform. Use Brighteon.com or Rumble, you know, or BitChute. I mean, pick the alternative platforms, and that's how you will protect your freedom to speak. And we all have the right and the freedom to criticize genocide. It's not just the right thing to do. We have an obligation to do that. We have an obligation to call out demons that are murdering children systematically. And so, obviously, we're going to continue to do that because it's the right thing to do. It's the Christ-like thing to do. Murdering children is wrong. Starving children is wrong. And yes, Israel is engaged in engineered famine. They do it on purpose. Of course they do. That's who they are. They are demons. And they will find another 100 ways to murder women and children and doctors, whatever it takes, because they are murderers. They are demons. Understand? So that's where we are in the world right now. Stay tuned. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com. And also you can find my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.